all you have to do is ask him.
Okay.
So, yeah. This one's done really well. ESPN, the paranormal. I tried to get word out. I didn't have a lot of help. So, I was lucky to... Well, I'm thinking about doing another workshop. Yeah,
cool.
The healing. But I'm going to raise the price. People tend to pay more attention when they have to pay more. Oh, God. Yeah, but I didn't get to teach everything that I wanted to teach because everyone was talking. I don't know, 2 or 3 years from now. I'll try. I don't know. Those classes are tough on me. Because if I have to keep people in alignment, then I spend all my energy keeping people in alignment, and it takes away from giving out the information that they paid for. And didn't take good advantage of. So if I have to do another one, then I'm going to charge more so that they will pay attention. And if I have to lose that much energy at the end of it, I'll feel richer.
It's a compensation.
I will be compensated. Correct. I'm telling you, I was worn out. God, please. Oh, there was a whole lot I wasn't able to get to. It was that much. Oh, well. Yeah, it was. It was good. Yeah, they did. They did get an intro. Maybe I can do another one. They can actually get the whole thing.
The problem was they kept talking. They would let you talk.
Yeah.
They tried to take over the class.
No, they got busy within their own selves. They were 5 years old.
But not all of them.
Not all of them. Unfortunately, there's one, though, that he will not be able to come back because I don't think he's going to survive. Yeah, he had cancer. And he had that smell. Yeah. No, you don't. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's a particular smell. I don't know. Could you? Okay. It's a cancer smell. It's a really weird, yeah. Yeah, it's very... No, it's not that. It, with a lot of them, it smells like old cigar. That's the best way I can... That's what it smells like. Yeah. It was. He has pancreatic. Yeah.
So it's also in his aura.
Well, yeah, you could see it in his aura, but you could smell it. And, yeah, animals can smell it. I can go to the VA, and I know who's got it. It's really weird. we weren't around him during that time frame, so I don't recall. You didn't smell it? Because that was a tumor. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could. Yeah. Well, he radiated. So I guess because he radiated, because I knew if I didn't have to. Yeah, it's very different. But the energies shift, and the aura shifts as well. And before they pass, the light goes out. They get, I don't know, dingy looking, dusky looking. Yeah. 2 weeks. Yeah. And usually 72 hours before they pass. Now that duskiness can come and go because they like go in and out of their body. But when it's gone completely, then they've got about 72 hours. Yeah. Well, those that pass spiritually okay, it's a whole different ball game. Yeah. It's neat. Actually, the death process is not a negative process. It can be extremely positive. I went through dying. I didn't go all the way, obviously. But it was, it really felt good. It was very, very, very blissful, very positive, euphoric. It's euphoric. That's the best word for it. Yeah. It's very euphoric. I didn't want to come back. Yeah. Why don't you want to come back? Because I don't like it in there. It's dark and heavy, and I don't want to go back in there. It hurts. Yeah. You don't want to. Yeah. Yep. Bam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not half bad. Of course, that's if you die fairly slow. Now, if it's a bam accident and it's quick, there's really nothing to it. 1 minute you're in body, and the next second, or even less than that, you're out of body. And you don't know what's happened. You don't feel any different whatsoever. Most people, how do you tell someone they're dead when they're alive? Those haunting shows, they go, "Don't you know you're dead?" No, I don't. I'm alive. I'm just not in the meat suit. Big difference. It's the only difference. Did you guys work up any questions before we do circle that you want to get into last minute?
For the top frame. For the top frame, let her clarify.
I was watching the Science Channel earlier this week, and there was a show on that was talking about two different kinds of
Oh, yeah, yeah. As a bacteria. Right.
What is that?
Alien?
I know, but is it bad? Something that's going to...
I can't tell you. I'm not a scientist. All I can tell you is what I saw, which was the show. Bless you. And again. That's being precognitive. But it's a bacteria that is not known to this planet. They don't know if it's positive or negative. They told people not to drink the water and not to bathe in the water. Of course, the water's everywhere and it's red. It was in India. Yeah. No. No, I didn't ask them. They probably opened their toilet. I'm sorry. A little psychic humor here. Yeah.
A lot of beans, yeah.
In all truthfulness, I can't answer that question. But it is curious. Lots of curious things happen around this planet. I was born and raised in San Jose, California, and there was 2 acres that got covered with blood and tissue, and they never, ever knew where it came from. To this day, 2 acres is a lot of land. No, it wasn't human. It was animal. But it was, and of course, back then, there was no DNA or anything of that nature, so it didn't really know what kind of animal per se, but it was 2 acres of blood and tissue. It's huge.
It just appeared.
Dropped out of the sky, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
How does he prove it? I mean, I know you can. You can take photographs. There's weight of the soul versus leaving the body. There's, you can get voices on tapes. Sure. Called Curlian photography too. Which? Curlian photography. I still have a Curlian camera here somewhere. It's hiding. It's a Polaroid. All it amounts to is a Polaroid camera with a sleeve where you put your hand, and you put your hand on this. I don't know what you would call it, not a machine, but a plate, electrified plate, and you pop the electricity and you can see your aura around your fingers. Yep. And they used to have full body Curlian cameras, which I always thought was a way to go for airports.
Yeah.
I mean, my God. You had a whole mess of people that came through and they didn't have an aura, you don't put them on the plane. You know, it's real simple. But it's too logical. I would think it'd save them millions of dollars. You know, those planes are kind of expensive. But they took 2 people that liked each other behind this, on this Curlian photography thing, and their auras came together. You took 2 people that didn't like each other and their auras bent away from each other. Which I thought was kind of cool. Yeah, it does. Totally. But no one listens to me. Uh-huh. Sure you do. It's true. We had a lot of fun. All right. Any other last minute questions before we do circle? Yes.
I understand that there's something that can come with clothes that you want from someone else, and something that can come with things that you want from someone else. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Okay, anybody else? Francis? You're just scratching your head.
You can't even go out the door yet.
All right, then let's go ahead and do circle.